everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerINC.com.
Triple-digit gains consistently seen throughout the entire livestock complex here today with lean hog futures testing limit gains once again with $3 per hundredweight gains triggered in December contracts. May corn futures about 2.5 cents higher. Stock markets were mixed. The Dow Jones 100 points higher with the NASDAQ down 48 points. Over in live cattle, firm triple-digit gains have quickly moved into the complex with recent selling pressure in live cattle and feeder cattle triggering some technical support. There's growing focus on regaining market stability in live cattle trade with the potential for additional longer-term support. The most recent gains, though, establishing the lower boundaries or what could become a moderate to wide trading range. This trading range has the potential to hold through most of April. Traders, though, still expect moderate to firm demand throughout the spring and summer contract months, although beef production continues to remain strong. Cash cattle bids were redeveloping today while box beef cutouts were mixed. 45 cents lower in select today and up 69 cents per hundredweight in choice with light movement of 53 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, strong triple-digit gains flooding into the complex today with May and August futures leading the complex higher. The recent market pressure, though, has left the complex in an oversold state, allowing for increased commercial and investment trade to quickly step back in. Meanwhile, today grains were mixed with corn trade 2 cents higher but down around 2 cents from the morning high, causing midday momentum to be flat. Soybean trade 4 to 5 cents higher today, falling off that morning high about 2 cents by midday. Meal was fractionally higher today in bean oil, up 15 to 25 points. Finally, in wheat, trade 6 cents lower today on Minneapolis, but mixed on Kansas City and Chicago. Good export sales and light chart buying has been supportive, and a new one-week high has been printed, but we remain off of session highs. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.